Okay, it's 7 p.m. and it's time to begin the meeting. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
Motion made.
Thank you, Commissioner Babil. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll have a moment of silent prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First thing we'll do tonight is introduce our commission, and so I'll start. I'm Mayor Stoneham.
And you are?
Mayor.
Okay.
Mayor Stoneham.
I'm Beth Lush. I'm the city clerk.
I'm Linda Spill. I'm the road commissioner.
I'm Susan Moffitt.
I'm Crystal Adams. I'm the property maintenance commissioner.
Dennis Metcalf, Health and Safety Commissioner.
Dan Small, State Treasurer.
Okay. And in the audience, we have Christine, who is on the ballot for the commission next year. So, welcome, everybody. Okay. First thing we have is citizens' comments, and Mrs. Yoakum. We put you first on the list because of the
little bit.
We wanted to make sure that we got you taken care of to start with. You're here about the flat tire.
Yes, sir.
And we would just like to know so that we can possibly prevent something like this from happening. How did this happen?
So this was literally just a week after my son was born. My husband was pulling he was pulling out to go to like the grocery store or something for us, and he heard the tire pop, and so he just stopped on the road in front of our house, and the tire was completely flat with a hole, and we looked at where he had pulled off where the grate is right on our driveway, which is already kind of weird up there, but anyway, and it had, like, the concrete was broken and has a really pointy spot, and I guess that's just what popped it. There wasn't any metal or anything.
So
the
he
concrete's
was
broken away.
I know that, because I've marked it, so.
Yeah, okay.
And we have contacted MSD, and MSD has told us not to mess with it because it's their responsibility.
Right.
So, and I think Commissioner Babil advised you of that. Okay.
Right. No, that's fine.
How old were the tires?
Not that old. Maybe a year. I got them replaced. No, not even a year. I got them replaced at Christmas.
Okay.
They're new, I promise.
Well, no, I'm just curious. Were they? Do you have one of them sensors for low tire? Okay. Well, I'm just curious. All right. Is there any other questions from the commission that they would like to ask?
Well, I do. I have a question. Will MSD help pay for the tire at all?
No, I think Ms. Yoakum's already called.
We contacted them for us.
Said it's not our fault it happened.
They told us that if we didn't know that the pointy part was there before it popped the tire, that they won't do anything about it. And I was like, how are we supposed to know until it pops the tire?
Yeah, would that really make a difference? I was just curious.
Okay. I noticed on the invoice that the Walmart stated that there was no road hazard protection on the previous.
Yeah, you guys don't have to cover that. I just wanted this time because that happened, and I was like, dang, I should have had this. Okay, well, I was looking at everything. Yep,
all right,
totally understand.
We're the stewards of the city's money, so we're just trying to be very cautious on what we do.
Absolutely.
So, you know, because you know how people are.
Right.
Okay. Anything else from the commission at all? All right. Do I hear a motion to on how we should handle this? What is the total cost? Let's see here. Let's see if it brings it up.
Nope. Actually, I have a question. Are we going to replace the concrete, or is that
a MSD?
No, that's all going to be done. MSD said that it would be replaced. This is what he told me last week. It's going to be replaced anytime between next week and November the 10th. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. Because Ms. Yoakum said that a gentleman from MSD was there. He said, you're about to concrete. And she thought, well, good, they're going to fix it. She said, he got in his truck and he left. I said, that's what they do. You know, so what I will do is I will keep calling. It doesn't bother me to call. I call them every week. You know, you got an update on it. So, you know, because they need to fix it.
Yeah.
And they told me, don't do anything. I mean, don't fix it. Don't fix the concrete.
Yeah, we're honestly a little nervous about pulling in and out of our driveway. Sure. It's like in our driveway, like the middle of it, pretty much. So.
Well, I've spoken to them about the. There's actually some kind of like. I don't even know how you would, like a rubber mat that you can put.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they don't want residents to use those because it can block the drainage.
Right.
And that they said someone could be fined if they were found to be using that and it was blocking the water drainage.
All right. I'm looking at the fees. There's a $2 tire fee. The road hazard is your all's. The rotation balance is 15, so again, that should be your all's. Then there's the tire of 70 and the state fee to 2, okay? And I'm sorry, we have to ask you to pay the state sales tax, okay? All right. So that comes to $74. They two $2 fees and $74. So, do I hear a motion to reimburse the Yoakum? Is it Yoakum?
Yes.
The Yoakums for $74.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Moffitt. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Let's just do a roll call vote. Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes.
Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Mayor Sturm says yes. So, all right, we will, Dan, get here. Is it spelled Y-O-C-H-U-M?
Yes.
Okay. How would you like the check made out to?
It can just be made out to Alora Yoakum, it's fine. I can spell my first name for you.
A-L-O-R-A?
Yes.
He'll make that check out to you right now. And if you want to stay, you're welcome to stay. If you just want
to
leave.
I have to get him to bed.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got this.
Just tell your friends at work.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad
thank
we
you
were able to get that.
I appreciate you guys very much. Thank you. I have a
wife.
Yeah.
I just hope it doesn't happen again to you. All
yeah, we're trying really hard to avoid it, but... My car doesn't have a backup camera. It does. It's a little easier to see it.
Well, you know, like I said, our hands are tied.
Absolutely. I understand.
Maybe some duct tape might help.
Hey, give me
a
piece of
duct tape.
Yeah, put some duct tape on it. Uh-huh. It might help.
Okay.
About the
thank you so
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Thank you. God bless evening.
Thank you.
Okay. We're still in the citizens' comments period. Is there anybody else who would like to make any kind of comments or have any questions? Or if not, we'll proceed.
Well, I have one about 3810 Northumberland on the corner of Bay Run. The grass is mowed perfect, but it's all that stuff on the fence line. I've called about it.
I've called about it.
It looks horrendous. It's the first thing you see when you come in our subdivision. Do you not think that looks bad?
There's nothing we can do. First, I agree that it looks bad. Okay. Before we can do anything as a city, we need a code enforcement board. And that has to be done. We can't have any code enforcement per se by any official if we don't have a code enforcement board. So we have to depend on Jefferson County. And Jefferson County is the only way we can enforce that.
I went ahead and reported that it's encroaching onto the sidewalk and being a hazard to people walking
It's on both sides.
The other side.
Because you have to duck when you're walking on the sidewalk. You're out walking your dogs, and you have to literally duck.
Yeah.
To go on both sides. It's ridiculous.
I understand. Again, our hands are tied because we don't have any code enforcement abilities. The only thing that we've got, and this is why we use Jefferson County, it's up to Jefferson County to enforce those. And everybody knows they're getting called from people in the city of Worthington Hills.
Yeah, I believe the other one's 3808, so I'm going to call the other one.
This is bad too.
And by the way, anybody who has honeysuckle bushes in their yard, that's an invasive species, and it is to be removed. It's supposed to be removed according to Kentucky statute.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, those things have been growing through my fence for years.
Trust me, I've told the code enforcement officer. I talked to him a couple weeks ago, and I says, "What about all these other honeysuckle places? It's all up in that." He says, "Yeah, I know." He says, "It's just totally almost impossible to enforce."
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple in my yard, and I ended up cutting them to the ground and burning. I put a fire pit over it to burn it, out. I got rid of a couple of them, but
they made it an invasive species in 23.
Huh.
And anyhow, that's why I had to remove mine from behind underneath my maple tree. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, I can go ahead and do that on my fence. I was not aware.
Well, that's okay. I was just bringing it up.
When I replace my fence, I definitely want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I hadn't yet.
Well,
it's like grown through the fence.
I've read on how to get rid of it. It takes about 4 or 5 cuttings down to the base, down to the trunk, the very roots. And what will end up happening is you get into 2 or 3, the leaves will start feeling kind of crusty. And once they get to that point, all you got to do is keep trimming them down. They will finally kill that stump. Okay, because it needs that photosynthesis to survive.
We've got some good and four-fold cleanup. Yeah, we've got some kind of like stump and meadow that we got some meadows on that we're painting on everything we trim now to keep it cut back.
The reason why I will is because wildlife can get hurt by this stuff.
By the honeysuckle?
No, by the poison or the weed killer. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can get the one if it's the honeysuckle tree. I don't know if you want to come over and look at it, but my neighbor has a fence that they backed off like 8 inches from their property line, and then my chain link is right here, and I can't get through there to get to cut a lot of that stuff.
Maybe
I don't Look, like I said, somebody has to complain about it. Okay. The July 16th, 2024, they weren't redistributed with the corrections, so we'll bypass that for this meeting and have them voted on at the September meeting. The July 2024 city financial reports, did everybody get a chance to look at those? Is there any problems with them?
The only thing that I want to say is, and I should have probably noticed this before, but your APR on your accounts is really, really low. It's 1.77% APR.
What?
Your interest that you're getting on the bank accounts and stuff is really, really low. And you might want to look at moving to a different bank account that has, 5% or something.
Which one are you talking about?
Both of them, the road fund one and the other one.
Money market?
Yeah.
We're making all kind of money on that money market. We're making almost $1,000 a month.
I know, but if you look at the statement, it's 1.77 APR. I don't know, I just think you could get like 3 or 4 or 5 somewhere else. So it might be something you want to look into.
There's not another bank locally that is state... that's state-oriented and is at a higher rating. We had it with, what was that, First Liberty or?
First Financial.
First Financial. And they were like 465th on this list of the banks that are in a certain block. We're at number 4. So, again, Independence Bank does a lot for us. Bev has a check cashing machine. Okay, which we wouldn't get from anybody else. So you can make all the motions you want, but I'm going to vote it down. So
is there a CD or something that you could put some of it in?
You put it in a CD. The problem is we don't have it. We're not able to. The CDs are only at 2. Maybe not even that. In Are you taking it based off of all the rate, or are you taking it at the base of each road fund and the money market are two different accounts, and you can't take that total amount. You have to take that amount for each one.
Yeah, no, I did the math and everything like that to see if the number on the statement was actually right and everything. Yeah, it is. So.
Well, we were only getting about 300 or 400 before.
It just seems low. I think we could do better.
Where do you bank?
Oh, I bank all over the place. I have one at PSB, I have one at US Bank, I have one at Fifth Third, I have one at Transcend, I have one
okay.
at Schwab.
Doesn't Independence like talk about a lot of stuff?
All right. So do I hear a motion to approve the financial reports? Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, that passes. Okay. All right, we've got nothing legal now that we took that. Old business. We got any old business for any of the commissioners?
Well, we had talked about buying signs, speed signs and all of that. So do you want an update on that? Because you had told me we were going to hold off on it.
Yeah, go ahead. What you got so far?
Well, we need 6 speed limit signs, 5 radar enforced signs, or speed radar enforced, 4 cross traffic does not stop. We need stop all ways. In other words, we got some
right.
stop signs.
Four-way stop.
Four-way stop signs. Now I got an estimate from Signorama, and that includes installation. And then I got an estimate from my parking permit, which is where we can order them online, pay for them with the city's credit card, and then get Harold to install them. And the only thing we're running into with that is, and Harold said he would install them, but he's also, is his dad any better because he...
Yeah, he's getting better. He's staying with Harold now. He's out of the rehab.
Okay, because he said, you know, I don't know when I'll be able to get to him and...
Well, Dennis and I could put the ones on that was like four-way stop, cross traffic, down stop. We can put those on, okay?
Okay.
And we can now get the post.
You can get the post, all right, because that was what was...
Right.
I had to take that off.
Winco, they've got different sign types. They've got the green post, and they've got the galvanized. We got the galvanized for the speed signs because of the heaviness of them.
I thought they were really out overpriced on their signs. They wanted over $3,000 for 15 signs, and I just think that's too much. And I don't want
to. That's probably putting the labor in it too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and
so
see that.
I'm thinking we can do much better because at my parking permit, it was, and this is without the, you can get the poles, but just the signs, it was $1,025. So I think that's a better use of our money if we go with somewhere like that. And they have the graffiti finish on them.
Okay.
So any of that. So with your all's permission, I can get those, you know, ordered. I just didn't. I wanted to wait until I had the okay on that.
How much did you say it was total?
With tax.
No tax.
Oh yeah.
My parking permit is a sign company, and so.
But we got taxed exempt.
ID number. Okay. Well then without tax or installation, it was $1,025.56.
For how many signs?
15. So, but now what I'll do too, I can also look in this book and see what kind of, you know, what they have to offer.
Yeah, I got that. Since the last meeting, I wanted to make sure you got it. So why don't we just put it off till next meeting?
It's fine with me. I mean, I just because don't want somebody to think I'm not doing it. You know.
No, the reason why, it's a little warm out there if we're putting signs up. I mean, luckily, when we put the sign up on Sunday, it was a nice day. And that's the other thing, these new radar speed signs,
mm-hmm.
they are much easier to put in than the ones we got before.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we did it in about an hour, if I remember right. You know, the poll went in about what? 5 minutes?
Okay.
So, anyhow.
Well, now that I know that you all can put them up, then, you know.
Yeah, I don't have any problem. It's just like, remember when the dumping prohibited sign was across from Bristol Bay?
Yep.
And I straightened it up? It's nothing. Okay. I mean, I put signs up all the time.
I just don't like the idea of you all trying to install the poles.
No.
That can get kind of dangerous if you're not.
Well, we got out of the way.
I'm just saying, you know. So if that's okay, I mean, I'll look in here and then next month I can bring you back a number on this.
Right. Yeah, and whatever you do, okay, we have the Kentucky tax exempt form, okay, that I can get to you. Once I know who we're ordering it from, and I can also come over and do the ordering with you using the credit card.
Okay.
Okay.
That's that. Okie dokie. That's the only old business I have.
I had a couple things. The tree that was down on Dickerson behind Dickerson that I talked about last month. The tree guy didn't get it done in June, and so that was fine for our fiscal year and everything, but he did do it in July, and so that's taken care of and removed.
So the one Oh, the one behind Dickerson over by the picnic table.
Yeah, yeah, okay. There was one down over there.
Right, I don't remember that one.
That he took care of and everything.
What?
That's purple.
Oh, that was part of the previous. That was part of the previous bill.
I have other things for new business.
Okay. All right.
And what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, trimming the trees on the front island. Are you guys still wanting to do that? I mean, you know, I don't really need a motion or anything like that, but we were going to go ahead and move forward with that in the fall to trim up those two trees at the front island to make them a little bit more.
I'd like to get rid of them.
Probably.
Okay. Consider those invasive species. Didn't they tell us that?
Yeah, the Bradfordville are invasive species now in Kentucky. Right. You're not supposed to be able to buy them anymore in Kentucky.
Really?
Or plant them.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, because they are.
Real easy.
Right. I mean,
big wind, they go right like this.
Yeah.
So, why don't you get a cost to remove those things? Okay? We'll remove them.
How old are they? They're still pretty young, aren't they?
They were put in when the front entrance was put in.
Oh, okay.
So
I guess the space down at the road.
They don't eat more money.
Yeah.
That would have been sometime around...
How long the whole time I've lived here 18 years, and that front entrance is always
okay. Been there. Well,
there always been two lanes on the right going out.
There's always been two lanes, but it was never marked. I got them marked when I was road commissioner.
They make some beautiful miniature. Are there some beautiful miniature bushes out there now?
Right.
I mean, you know, a big selection.
All right, why don't you get a price to remove them trees? Okay.
That may damage, the water lines and stuff. I don't know.
All they got to do is cut it down to the base.
You don't want to stump grind it out? Just cut it down?
You can grind the stumps. They're probably dead.
Yeah, the irrigation system is actually right on the edge. It's about that far from the edge.
There's, I just want to make sure what we're doing. So just cut it, or you want me to get... I can get two prices. I can get cut it and stump removal if you want me to get two prices.
Well, they're only going to remove it down to the rocks.
Yeah.
They're not going to go below it. And they're only about that big around.
Yeah.
Are they that big around?
I don't
know. All they got to do is get it flat down to the rocks. Okay. They don't need to go underground. So, why don't you do that? Okay, does that sound fair?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
I have other things for new business when we get there.
All right. The new radar speed sign, one of them is up. We're still, Dennis and I have talked about where to put the other one that's got the little message on it. We have two more. We've been watching the traffic that comes from Bristol Bay and down over the hill up to the flagpole. And it's kind of a good speed area. So what we were thinking was right there on the flagpole area, right there where the rose bush is, you know, where you start making the turn into Halifax, putting it right there because it looks straight up that hill. And
yeah.
We could hit, that would, they usually start slowing down sometimes for that speed bump that's on Halifax, that first one, but sometimes they don't. So we were thinking that if we put that one there, the newer one with the message on it, that maybe that would slow them down as they're going in that turn. Because they've got to stop at the stop sign, supposedly, at Halifax, okay, and Ludenburg. So that's where we are suggesting that we put the other newer one in. And we're still trying to figure out where to put the third one in.
It wouldn't hurt to have it over on the Sally for a little while.
We've got three speed bumps over there.
Yeah. And people are finding that out, too.
And if we put it over there, you know, you've got to pick it up and move it.
So okay, this is,
these are permanent fixtures. And
why don't you put it on Windenburg or where the other one is? The other old
have you got it going both ways?
No, we don't have it going both ways on Lindenburg. What I was thinking, the other place that I was thinking was we might be able to put it right before the speed bump. After you come around a turn, put it right there before the speed bump. As you know how we have it on the left on this side?
Mm-hmm.
We could do the same thing facing.
I think you need to have it both ways, don't you?
Yeah, I figured we would on Lindenburg as well.
Yeah. Both ways.
I can't think. What's the first street when you come in off Westport that you take a right?
It's Middlesex.
Middlesex. They fly down that street.
And they don't like to stop that stop sign. They want to pull out in front of you all the time.
You're
talking about putting it on Middlesex?
Because when I do the street light checks, they are flying up and down that street.
Are they?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know where they're
getting their momentum from, but they are speeding.
They've got two speed humps before they even get to the Bay Tree.
It's a short street. I mean,
For the city, it is.
Yeah.
And most are going down into the subdivision, out of Worthington Hills.
All right.
But they speed.
Well, Harold's ready. He told us if we could figure it out, he'd help us put that second one in this weekend. So Dennis and I will take a look at that and see where it might fit in down on Middlesex. Because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The problem is that there's two speed humps right there, you know, right there almost to the bottom, and then there's another one cresting that hill.
Yeah.
And I can't believe they're actually moving that fast.
They do.
They come around that curve pretty quick.
And you're talking about going into Coldstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a fence or something that, what am I thinking of, that, you know, that you're leaving Worthington Hills? Is there something like that?
That's where the electric lines run over. Okay. It's down.
I was going to say, can you put the sign, you know, like.
We got a speed limit sign or a speed hump sign right before the last speed hump before you go into Coldstream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
I just know that they speed up down that street.
We know.
They speed all over the subdivision.
Yeah, they do mine too, and it's. Tiny and barely
2 miles. How do they do on? Are they speeding on Bay Run very much?
I got a speed hump right in front of my house.
I know you've got a speed hump in front of your house. So, well, let Dennis and I look at it, okay? And we'll.
I mean, I'm not. I suggested putting one on Pacelli up in East Bay, but I just don't know.
Technically, that's private property, so.
True, that there's still speeders. I mean,
I know.
They speed through there, too.
When we repave it, we'll put another speed hump in.
Yeah.
All right, then.
So we're going to have one both ways on Northumberland. One both ways on Lunenburg, right?
Well, that's three.
We already do have one both ways on
Lunenburg. We have one on both ways on North. But if we put another one up at the flagpole,
okay,
then we've got three on Northumberland, okay? And that's two of the new ones.
Okay.
And we only have one left, okay? And Christine and Joe, you all live right there across from Burlington, okay? Is most of the speeding coming down from Halifax, or is it also when you're going up towards Halifax?
Halifax on the other side. Come down Burlington,
to the neighbors, because I can always see them when they're coming, but the thing is that it goes around like this, but you can hear the cars actually coming, and when they see them, and they kind of stop, but it's kind of late. And they have that speed sign there and everything, but it's both ways.
So it's both ways? Well, I say, here's what my suggestion is going to be, is we go ahead and put the third one on Ludenburg, and then when they run this special again at the end of the year, like they usually do, yeah, we get a good deal. Okay, we look for a good deal. But I can tell you this, the ones we have now are basically 3 bolts, 2 bands, and basically the thing's put up. I mean, it's pretty quick and get it. Got a padlock to keep it in place. So trust me, I was so happy to get done when we got done in such a quick point of time. All right.
So you're going to install one this weekend on the island? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, has anybody got any objections to putting it on the flagpole island where we were talking about?
It's going to face
up the hill.
Up the hill.
Okay. Because when you're...
Do about 60 miles
an hour. Yeah, we stopped the day right there and looked at that. There's 2 big bushes, and then there's the rose bush, but there's an opening. It's about that far back from the curve. That I believe would be perfect, because it's going to be harder to install with all that stuff there, but it's basically covered in the back. There's no need. You're looking straight at the traffic coming at you. And I've in the morning, it just drives me crazy when I'm, you know, out there trying to get these people to slow down because of the school buses, but they just scream up and down.
Yeah, because I would say, you know, from coming from Ludenburg around the curve also, you might want to do one, you know, this way and then one this way eventually, you know, so that way you
right.
Can both directions of that. But I don't have any objections to putting it
okay.
Facing up the hill.
All right. So we'll get up.
Do you already have the poles?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got the poles. And I've just got to go ahead and get the nuts and bolts again, make sure we got enough. Okay. So, we don't have any interest in the Welcoming Commission ambassadors.
That's
so
sad.
I know it is sad.
I mean, it really is.
When, what radio frequency are we going to do?
We're going to use Channel 11.
Channel 11? Channel 11 for the radio check. All right, is there anything else that's old news or old business? All right, if not, we're going to move to new business. And I believe Commissioner Adams indicated she had something for new business.
Yeah. So we have yet another storm. And another tree went down behind Mecklenburg. But it fell straight and didn't hit anybody's fence. So that was nice. So I authorized Harold to have his guy clean that up, and I believe that has occurred already. He also went ahead and looked around and did some other surveying, I guess you would say, of other areas. And I'm sorry, I don't have color for him anymore, so it's black and white. But there's a broken limb that's hanging really high up, and I believe that, let's see where it says it, where it is. I think that's over near Harold's house, though. I think that's near the Mecklenburg area is where that broken branch is, that first one there. So Harold's idea was to try to trim some of the tops of the trees, so that way the wind doesn't keep catching them and bringing branches down and we keep losing trees. And then his tree guy also found several that were dead as well. So
where's this down locust and cherry tree?
Well, the cherry tree, that picture on page 2 there, is the limbs
that came down. It wasn't the full tree, but it was the limb that came straight down behind the Mecklenburg. So the broken part of the tree is still standing, but it's all, you know,
corroded down there at the base.
Yeah, it's kind of corroded out. Like, it looks like ants or or beetle got to it or something. So I definitely think the one at Mecklenburg should come down.
Is this the same guy we've been using? Because that seems an awful lot for just the locust and the cherry tree.
Yeah, he's in red maple.
Seven trees and stumps, 4,200. That's not high.
Yeah, and we get free mulch also when he grinds that out.
No, I'm talking about this on this first page.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Fallen trees that need to be removed. A down locust and a cherry tree, $5,200. But yeah, we got seven trees over here that are dead, and remove all and stumps for $4,200.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many locust trees. He's got it listed down locust and cherry, and then on page two after that, he has the cherry tree behind Mecklenburg, but then he says locust trees in Holding Pond behind Rustburg. So I don't know if that is...
The arch tree, the hackberry, he
said. Yeah, and the hackberry, the 750, is just to trim out that broken branch on the hackberry before it falls on somebody.
Well, if he can top them, I mean, can any of these, can we save any of them by just getting the dead out of them and topping them?
I don't think the dead trees you can't save.
Not the ones that he deems.
Okay,
I don't think.
Okay. And you take the
2,200 is less than what East Bank paid for a few trees, but one was pretty big.
I'm still looking at this first page.
It's the limb. There's a limb on the right hand side.
No, this says fallen trees that need to be removed.
At the top it says hackberry.
Right here. This is the damaged tree.
Yeah. So there's three prices that he listed. There's the damaged hackberry tree for $750. There's the down locust and cherry tree, $5,280. But I think it's more than one locust tree because he has locust tree.
Yeah.
Locust trees and Holding Pond behind Rustburg Court, and then there's seven other dead locust trees, and he says these are between Rustburg and Queen Anne Court. So there's two different sets of locust trees. But the problem is the trees keep getting taller and taller and taller, and there's so many leaves, and the wind grabs them, and then the whole thing goes down, and it uproots the tree.
I don't have a problem with that, but it says fallen trees that need to be removed, down locust and cherry tree, $5,280 for just two trees.
Yeah, I understand. I can get more confirmation from him. He was in a rush. He just sent this to me last night. If you look at the timestamp, he sent this at like 8:11 last night, or I would have like shared this with you a couple weeks ago.
Can you get it directly from the tree company?
Yeah, I think I need to have him write up a quote.
I would get it straight from the tree company, and then that way you know what you're... I mean, you know exactly what all you're getting.
But, you know, he did mention these two prices, you know, and he was like, we could do one, you know, this year, this fiscal year, we could do one, you know, the other half of it the next fiscal year.
I mean, if the locust trees that are... He's talking about the dead locust trees and that are between Rustburg and Queen Anne's Court.
Well, see, that's what I was looking at, because it says there's cherry tree, and then locust trees and Holding Pond behind Rustburg. And then these seven dead locust trees are all located behind Rustburg. Is it the same tree? Is it more locust trees? Do you see what
I...
Is there anything that's going to fall between now and September?
No.
I cannot guarantee that with the wind. We've had a rough...
But if it was the down locust tree, the cherry tree, and seven locust trees, and it was $52.80.
Yeah.
That would be reasonable.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's what it is, but if you get if you can get it straight from Red Maple, they can probably say, okay, this is what it is. But I think that's what it is.
Maybe, yeah, maybe the 4,200 plus the cherry is the total.
Of the 5280, that's what I'm thinking. But rather than...
But, I mean, that's still a good buy because, or a good price because the tree could cost $2,000
for it. Oh, yeah, we have the fence row cleaned out over there behind Trace. It was almost $5,000 just to... We had two big dead trees taken out and cleaned off, and it was. I mean, this $52.80 is a good price if it includes
all
the locust trees.
Yeah. Do you want to try to call Harold right now to see if
he never gets them? I don't have another number other than his business number.
Yeah, so I think it's $750 plus $52.80. $750 to take that limb off the first one, and then the locusts and cherries $52.80. I mean that's how I'm reading.
But let's make sure because I hate to.
Yeah.
The odds are slim. Any debts?
Maybe they'll answer my call.
Hi, you reached Cheryl Hall from Garage Doors. Available.
That's the only number I've got for him.
That's the only number I have as well.
Okay.
So I do feel strongly about the one at Mecklenburg. Like if you go in person, or I can email this to you so you can see it in color and everything. The one at Mecklenburg definitely needs to go in cherry tree.
I know which one you're talking about.
At
the base. It's.
And
you can tell.
The third, like, the lady, well, you guys don't know, but there's a lady that contacted the lawyer and Mayor Stoneham about her fence. You know, that was back in May. Mm-hmm. I think that tree had split once and hit her fence. Now it's split again, and another piece has gone down.
I was over at Carol's the other day, and there was a tree behind her, and it's not on the city of Worthy Hills property, but when that limb falls, it's going to be on the city. It's going to be on Carol's fence.
Yeah.
So she said she was going to get a hold of the person and let them know that it needs to be looked after.
That looks like a big tree.
Yeah, pretty big. So, do we want to go ahead and get rid of the hackberry tree top that came off and authorized to get rid of the cherry tree on Mecklenburg? I'm not sure what the cost is. We can wait until next meeting on the cherry tree on Mecklenburg if you want me to just skip pricing.
When's September's meeting?
It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
When the days are going.
Let's see.
Is this tree like over anybody's house or anything fence or?
No, I don't think so. I think it's.
All right, the 17th is the next city meeting. So that's 4 weeks. Yeah, is that one that's broken off? Is it over anything?
No, it's like far out between Mecklenburg and Harold's house. It's like in that area, you know, like, I don't know, 50 feet from Harold's house, I believe.
Only thing we run into is dang thing falling out or somebody walking underneath it. Well, I have a problem paying $5,200 to take that cherry tree down because it's basically saw it and it's going to fall.
Yeah, I don't see where it's that much. I think I need to get more clarification on that.
I mean,
I'm fine with her getting the price and getting back with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay down with that too.
So y'all want to put this off? You table this till next meeting?
It doesn't even have to be the next meeting. I mean, if Crystal, we can't make a price on the two.
Well, okay. Let's put a cap. Let's do it this way.
Yeah,
we can. We can do. We can't make decisions outside of the city meeting. That violates open meeting law.
Okay.
What we can do is get a price. We can agree upon a price that will authorize so much work to be done with. So, is $7,500?
For all trees,
we're doing as much as we can for $7,500.
Up to, but no more than.
Up to $7,500. No.
Yeah.
Do I hear a motion?
I'll make that motion.
What's the motion?
To cap at $7,500 and have Red Maple remove the dead limb on the hackberry tree that's damaged and any other dead trees up to and not over $7,500.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, can we throw in the pears with that?
That's a good question, actually.
Can we throw the pear trees in with that?
Oh, that
I mean,
is a good
they
idea.
Split and fall on someone's car? Is there...
Yeah,
bring that up. And tell them we want to take them pear trees out, okay? Because they're going to have to block off one of the lanes to do that. Well, they have to redirect the traffic to the inbound to the outbound side. But we'll deal with that. But
you have to direct traffic.
So,
okay. So I will. Once we vote, I will remove what we can for $7,500, including those two at the front island.
And Red Maple will probably be glad
if I can work that in.
Yeah.
All right. We got to vote on it now.
No, I got to have a second. Oh,
she seconded.
Commissioner Beville seconded it. Okay. Let's go do a roll call vote. Mayor McCaff?
Yes.
Commissioner, did I say Mayor McCaff?
Yes, you did.
Commissioner McCaff? I'm sorry. Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Commissioner Mulpin?
Yes.
And Mayor Stone, yeah. Is that it? Any other new business?
I have some.
Okay. Go ahead, Commissioner Fidel.
We had discussed, and I sent you and Dennis the pictures of installing two speed bumps on Tazewell. We have some trouble back there with scooters, motorcycles, cars. They come down there and they just fly. And we've got them everywhere else in the city, but we don't have any back there on Tazewell.
And within Target condos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But no, because that's a city street. But it is... parallel to Trace. Yes, that is right. Tazewell is, it belongs to the city.
Right.
Yeah.
So, is that Worthington Hills we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about...
up closer to the...
we're talking to the east side of Pacelli, which is where Tazewell's at.
Right, yes, I know. I just didn't know if it was like the same instance as Nasmon where I had to go ask Marcus.
No, they've already, I think.
I've already got, I've already contacted the
Metro.
Councilman Winkler about getting the ones down on Tazewell.
Okay.
Further down toward Murphy.
Okay, so you're talking closer.
I'm talking about once you get onto the property back where the condominiums are.
Yeah, okay.
They fly back through there.
Uh-huh.
And
the only problem that I have with where you're wanting to put them, there's fire hydrants right there.
Well, and fire hydrants. Well,
the fire hydrants are in the same. They're adjacent to.
Well, if we put them up to the next curb.
you only can get one then because the fire hydrants are...
Well, that was going to be my next question is, if we just had one, it would help. I don't really...
Here, Dennis, I don't know what the rules... the reason why I bring it up is I don't know what the rules are with the feed bumps adjacent to the fire hydrants. You see what I'm saying?
Why would there be?
I have a speed bump in front of my house. A fire hydrant for my lot.
But it's not right...
I know, I'm just saying that it's one side of the drive is a speed hump, the other side of the...
See, they've only got a section... about as long as this table.
Why would a speed hump concern a fire hydrant?
I don't know why it would.
I don't know. I'm just
fine or something. I would assume you could maybe 311 may be able to show you.
Well, I can call. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Tomorrow I'll call Worthington Hills Fire Department or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever they are, and I will find out. But anyway, what we would do, the smaller speed bumps, the ones that are painted, they would be like 2 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. They're 5 feet wide, believe it or not.
And 24 feet long.
Yeah.
And they would be painted, they wouldn't have the...
Yeah, and you've got a quote from All Terrain already.
I did, but that was for two. So if we don't need two...
Right.
Or if we can't install two, but it was $4,000 for two. But if we don't need to, or we can't have room for two, or the reason we don't put them further down is because there are visitor parking spaces, and all people are going to do is drive around by it. You know, we've got to put them between curbs.
I, for some reason, thought you had them. I don't know.
No, we don't. We don't have
them. They have one. It's right at the front.
That's probably why I thought that. But, yeah, if they're speeding, slow them down.
And like I said, we don't have a lot of children back there. We do have some children, but we have older people that get out of the walk, too.
They walk their dogs.
Yeah, they walk
them.
There's like a whole family out there walking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want anybody to get hit. But anyway, what I'll do is I will call the fire department tomorrow and find out if there are any regulations against installing a speed bump within a certain distance from a fire hydrant.
Yeah, tell them the circumstances because, again, I don't have a problem with putting them in. Okay, my concern is if we put them in and the fire department wants to take it out.
Yeah. Okay? Well, so if there are no restrictions... Then can I?
Okay, we'll make a motion.
I would like to make a motion that we install one speed bump on Tazewell Drive. I see I'm going to word this. Under the condition there are no
restrictions
on where they can be installed in regard to fire hydrants.
I think you're going to put two in.
Yeah, you said one.
Well, okay, so
you want to put two in if there's no restrictions, but if there is, you put one in.
Two if there are no restrictions. One if there are restrictions. Yeah, because they would have to go. It would have to go somewhere else. All right. So, yes, I would make a motion to install two speed bumps on Tazewell Drive between 11909 and 11923 Tazewell Drive.
No, it's not 23.
23
is the last
17.
One. Yeah, 17.
17. Okay, I'm making a motion that we install two speed bumps on Tazewell Drive between 11909 and 11917 unless there are restrictions. Then if there are, we will install one.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. If you look at the map, it's the one would be in front of 11, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. No, it would be in front of 15. Because they go 9, 11, 13, 15.
Okay, 15, right.
So it would be in front of 119.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be right by the fire. It would be the next entrance. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do a roll call vote. Commissioner Babil?
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Medcalf?
Yes.
Mayor Storm, yes.
Thank you.
Any other new business? If not? All right. Commissioner reports.
I'll go first.
Commissioner Malcolm, go ahead.
You jumped all over that, didn't you?
All right. Let's see. August 2024 Utility Commissioner Report, 7/23. I got a voicemail from a Judith Bourne-Duran stating that she had been getting bills from Waste Management. She does not have or use Waste Management. She said she lived in Worthington, Kentucky, and I also noticed that her area code, her phone number was down at 440, so I called her back and left a message. I already thought that she had the wrong, wrong city.
That's my parents.
Well, it's actually Green. Bless
her heart.
Yeah, she was from Cleveland.
Yeah.
But, I called back and left her voicemail. Received a email from Commissioner Gaville in regards to the storm drain problem at 11017 Bayland Drive. 7/27, received an email from Commissioner Gaville in regards to Pacelli trash. I replied, but when I left that day, the trash was already gone, thanks to Commissioner Medcalf and Mayor Stoneham. But I did have a neighbor comment that she saw the truck pull out of the apartments, and they actually fell off the back of the truck. They were bags of clothes.
Okay.
And they were on the apartment's property. Apparently someone moved them.
Yeah.
They went through them. They went through the bags and just moved them,
Good.
No wonder I didn't find anybody.
And the garbage bags appeared to contain clothing. 7:30, Judith Bourne-Duran called back, and she said she lived in Greenup County and didn't know who to call. So I recommended that she call Waste Management and take care of it herself. 8-1 received an email from Mayor Stoneham reporting the streetlight out at R1 Court at Bay Run. 8-2, I reported the streetlight. 8-5, drove the city for a streetlight check. 8-14, replied to Commissioner DeVille's email in regards to the storm drain problem. 8-19, drove the city for a streetlight check. 8-20, attended the city meeting, read all his emails, and will participate in the radio check.
Thank you, Commissioner Melton. Commissioner Adams, you want to go next?
Yeah, I have one thing to say to you. When I call 311, I don't put that in my commissioner report.
And then initial?
The trash.
Yeah, we know the trash.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that was for the record or not, but I don't put 311 calls in my commissioner report. I remain anonymous.
That's understood.
Okay. My commissioner report is from July 17th to August 20th. I'll participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, August 20th. Citizen concerns this month were someone letting me know that R-Line Island grass was getting long. I let Maximus Longcare know and he cut it. We also had several citizen reports of trees down behind Mecklenburg. Maximus also let me know there were some tree limbs broken off high above in trees, and he said he'd get his tree contractor to do some estimates, as you saw tonight. Maximus Lunker also confirmed that the tree that fell behind Dickerson had been handled and removed. I drove around the city on several occasions to check the status of the plants on the landscaping island, and I read the emails from Commissioner Babil regarding the tire damage to the citizen's car from MSD sewer grates. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Commissioner Babil?
On 717 and 718, I got prices on the roads of the traffic signs. On 723, I contacted All Terrain about the speed bumps. 724 through 7, or 723, I got the call from and talked to Ms. Yoakum about the tire damage because of the grate. On 724 through 729, I called every day. I called MSD and left a message for Cassandra Anderson to call me about this grate, and I'm still waiting on that other Cassandra to call me back. 727, I contacted Commissioner Adams, Commissioner Maupin about the trash that was out in the street. On 731, I talked to Lawrence at MSD, and he said that the grate would be assessed on 812, which it was, along with the concrete, and that's when he told me that it would be repaired anywhere between then and November the 10th. On 8-2, I received a complaint about the property at 12009 Bay Run Drive having weeds and tall grass, and I sent Commissioner Adams an email with a photo of that, and she responded that she had been aware of that and was taking care of it.
Yeah, I just to interject, I gave them the weekend and they ended up coming in. I didn't have to.
Okay, so that's that. That's my report.
Okay. Have we gotten anything in writing from MSD? Have you gotten an email or anything?
No, they're not real good about sending emails. They
That's
just
right.
want to talk to you. They don't want to send you anything in writing.
Okay. We just pray that they do what they say they're going to do.
Well, and like I said, and I don't, folks, I have nothing else to do during the day. I'll be more glad to call them every single day until they...
Well, I appreciate you handling that. I do.
Well, and I don't think you said, well, I know, but I asked Mayor Stone about that, and he said, go ahead and take care of it.
I
personally think that those grates are, I've never seen anybody try to put a square grate into a curved.
Yeah, I mean, if people are tearing their cars up,
yeah.
you've got to angle your wheels when you... I mean,
yeah.
Our driveways and the curb are already kind of tough to navigate because you scrape the bottom of your
yeah.
car.
Mm-hmm.
But with that's steel.
It
yeah.
is.
So you can do damage to your grill
right.
if you come down on that too hard.
Okay. Commissioner Metcalf?
Drove the city multiple times. Conducted radio checks using channel 10 after last city meeting. We'll conduct radio checks tonight using channel 11. Issued parking permits for the following addresses: 72124 4511 Lindenburg Drive, 72724 11908 Halifax Drive, and Rustburg Place on 41624 and 3902 Lindenburg Drive. And on 81624, I gave a permit to 12212 Janelle Court. And Mayor Stone, Harold Hall, and myself put up a radar sign on Northumberland Drive. On 81524, I checked into using ham radio to a net called Kentucky Rolling Thunder Comex Net. It goes to the Emergency Operations Center.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Is there anything else we need to do before I'll ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I just wanted to say one thing. I noticed on the water bill that they charged us a late fee. So.
Yeah, I'm curious The water bill only seems...
We didn't have a water bill on the last month thing, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
Are we getting two water bills? Because that one didn't have Boynton on it. Okay.
The same account number?
They're probably still charging us the late fee for not paying back whenever. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's right. Like a $70 charge, like $35. Like, I don't know. They're just screwing up again.
Right. We'll be turning it off at the end of September, okay? And
I think conquer the customer is in training. That's
yeah.
Conquer your customers.
All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Mopin. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Y'all have a blessed evening. It's 8:11.
Thank you.